I have a dream. In 1963, these famous words were spoken by Dr. Martin Luther King, who gave what probably is the most famous of his speeches. In this speech, Dr. King voiced his hopes for an America where all people of all races, colours and creeds would live together in peace and harmony. Part of his speech states, I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even in the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering in the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the colour of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having its lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day, right down in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to hold join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. The last line of the American Pledge of Allegiance states, with freedom and justice for all. And this is what Dr. King was in search of. A few years later, in 1979, the Swedish pop group ABBA borrowed the phrase, I have a dream, for their song of the same name, pointing out that if you had a dream, it will help you through the darker days. We too have a dream that encapsulates the hopes and statements of both Dr. King and ABBA, an unusual combination that I'm pretty sure will never be made again. Our dream is that of the future time that these days that we are in today picture, the millennium, when we, as resurrected and changed sons of God, will be ruling with Jesus Christ and teaching the way that really does lead to peace, happiness and prosperity for all. The way that leads to peace, happiness and prosperity can be clearly seen in scriptures. One place is in Isaiah. And I'm sure we've all got a finger there because we've heard it several times this feast already. But in Isaiah 11, and we'll start reading in verse 1. That's Isaiah 11, and we'll start in verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove of the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with a rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and the faithfulness of the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. And the suckling child shall play with on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters covered the sea. It is interesting that in his speech, Dr. King quoted a scripture that we also quote at this time of the year, Isaiah 40 and verses 4 to 5. And just pop that in your notes. Every hill shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. It is certainly a measure of how far America has fallen since 1963, when to quote scripture in a public speech was not considered strange or discriminatory or even racist in any way. Even despite the fact that Dr. King was an African American, he probably wouldn't be allowed to get away with that sort of speech nowadays, because it is considered that quoting from the Bible is now hate speech or an advocate for white supremacy. As the following article from the prophetic news section of the COGIW website points out, a Washington pastor scored a major victory last week after being arrested at least twice for preaching the gospel in public. Pastor Matthew Manichi's battle against officials in Seattle, Washington, recently came to a close. According to Nate Cullum, senior counsel at First Liberty Institute, the lawyer told CBN News how the situation began in June 24, 2022, how it was resolved and why it mattered. Since these occurrences, Manichi has been challenging what unfolded and recently scored what First Liberty is calling a complete victory for the pastor. Judge Barbara J. Rothstein granted him permanent injunctive relief from the unconstitutional police policy, compensatory damages for the wrongful arrests, and nominal damages for the constitutional violations, along with reasonable attorney fees and expenses. A press release reads, SPD has enough resources to send 10 police officers to arrest a preacher reading the Bible in a public place. Manichi tweeted on June 27th, because that is such a crime now. Today, world leaders and heads of government and technology assure us that we can only have peace if we are tolerant of others' viewpoints and their preferences. While we obviously shouldn't go around assaulting people because they have different ideas and or beliefs than we do, I mean, for instance, there is no law saying yellow must be your favourite colour, or we must hate tulips, or senators must wear pink socks on Tuesdays. The world, led by Satan, who himself is very confused and perverted, has changed the word tolerance to mean acceptance, and acceptance to the extent that now if anyone speaks out against their certain preferences, they can be fined or thrown in prison. In the millennium, all people will live in peace and harmony, but it will not be because we have a tolerant or multicultural or accepting society. God's way of life will be the only lifestyle allowed, because it is only his lifestyle that can bring peace, happiness and prosperity and everything good. And anyone who does not submit to his government and live according to his way will be punished, but punished in a loving way, a way that leads to repentance. And we see that quite clearly. If you'd like to turn with me to Zechariah 14, and we'll read verses 16 to 19. So that's Zechariah 14, and we'll read verses 16 to 19. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whoever will not come up of all the families of all the earth that came upon Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even unto them shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up, and come not that have no rain, there shall be a plague, wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that came not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt, and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In 1963, on the steps of Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., Dr. Martin Luther King spoke of his dream of peace for all people. In the millennium, we will be the ones helping to bring about that dream. At the Feast of Tabernacles, we are privileged to be able to enjoy a foretaste of that millennial dream, with beautiful surroundings, good food and drink, and wonderful fellowship. And we should all be looking forward with longing for the time when, with our elder brother, we can begin to bring the fulfillment of that dream to the whole world, starting with the area around Jerusalem. But as the prophet Daniel said to King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 2, the dream is certain and the interpretation sure.